Texans. This ain't no joke, this ain't no game. This that CSC game. They said pull up, so I came. You better put some respect on their name. Yeah, 55, what's goody? Kill the vibe, how could he? Big card on the hoodie. Let me break it down for you fully. This ain't your average broadcast. This ain't just no podcast. The mother show spread fake news. We just call them broadcast. West, Joey, Sam, Sean, Dalton, and you know that boy Higgy. He said he don't want no small fries. Tell them they better make them biggie. Yeah, you already know what we be on. We got the crown, we hold the throne. We throw the mails and you take them home. When they ring the bells, you know that it's home. The bar is set, we setting the tone. If we set it, then set it in stone. Now sit in the seat and set up your phone. You in the Cardinal Sports Zone. Set it.
Has it. Louisville rushes hard. He throws over the middle. That's batted and intercepted. Louisville's got it. Coming to the 50. Coming to the 40. Down the sideline to the 30. To the 20. One man with a shot. Five. Touchdown! Touchdown!
Louisville. Unbelievable.
David Johnson ambles into offense.
All right. There you go. You got that. That's how we're going to start off the show this week. Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm trying to figure out what is over here all tied up. You good, Wes? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all are muted. That's why you couldn't hear everything else. Sorry.
Okay. Like my mic ain't working. Either, so.
Your mic's good. Working.
So, amazing events of Friday night. We wanted to go ahead and record Friday night, but we were all excited, and then everybody was like, man, it's too late to record this stuff. So,
I was down.
I was in too.
Yeah, well.
You didn't answer though.
Yeah, I did.
Did he?
Yeah, he texted me back. He's too good to. No, he don't ever get his Twitter notifications.
I should have texted him and said group.
But whereas everybody else just go, ooh! Najee with a stiff arm. Where all your other shows, it's just going to play you that side of the thing. I went out that night and I was up till about 3:30, 4 o'clock Friday night. I couldn't go to sleep. The game was just, I told you, stiff armed him. We're watching NFL Sunday Ticket here in the CSC Cave. Three different games on. We're watching Teddy. We're watching the Steelers. We're watching Sean's Bears.
I think I'd quit right there.
Yeah, that would be bad. But you're going to hear this audio for the first time on the air on our show. And whereas, you know, you may just sit around and wait for the audio to pop up. I went out and I made it happen. That's what I do, Mr. Make It Happen. So I got in contact with, oddly enough, ESPN Orlando, contacted their station director, got the info. They sent me the clip, and this is what they sent me. We are going to play this for you live here on the air. It is the incomparable Mark Daniels, and this is going to be – I wanted to show you all – this isn't going to be the same clip we just played, the time frame. I wanted to go back and get you all the reaction, their joy. And this almost sounds mean now, but I wanted you to hear their joy go straight to tears of sorrow. And I apologize if that comes across the wrong way.
No, it's great.
But here we go. We're going to play that audio. It's Mark Daniels. And they are about to pick off Malik. They had just said, the national media had said, great game so far. There's no turnovers. And I looked at Joey and Chris. I was like, this my pa is going to jinx us. So here we go. Mark Daniels.
32 seconds to go. The night 46-yard line. Cunningham waiting for the snap. He gets it. He drops the throw. Pressure comes. Rolls out. He throws ball. Tipped in the air. It's intercepted. And I tap it at the 38-yard line. Trayvon Morris Branch picks it off. They got the interception and the turnover.
That was a high five, by the way.
You talked about needing a turnover. Now you got 25 seconds and all three timeouts left to use. That is in our advantage there.
They blitzed.
That guy sounds drunk.
Got the hand up, ball in the air.
Sounds like he may work for KSR.
Picks it off. Football at the Louisville 41 now.
I said he's drunk.
25 seconds to go.
Fair enough.
And all you need here, Mark, to get in.
This is all you need. Listen, he tells you.
About 15 yards.
Well, remember, though, Daniel Obarski hasn't tried a field goal this year.
I know. That's what he has not tried one all year.
At at the 41 of Louisville.
All you got to do is run the ball three times. Kick the field goal. Game's over.
Oh, twice.
Gus ain't going to mess this up, right? The commentators know what's supposed to do.
Two left and two right at the Louisville 41-yard line. Tied at 35. 25 seconds to go.
Man.
Dylan Gabriel checking off at the line of scrimmage.
Unbelievable.
Here we go.
41. Can't take a sack here. Drops the throw. There's pressure. He throws pass. It's intercepted by Louisville. 40, 45, 50. Down the sideline. 40, 30, 25.
Oh, 10, no.
5. Touchdown.
Oh, no.
Let's be honest, that man was running for his life when he caught that interception.
Yeah, I'm going to play all the music, by the way.
Remarkable. Simply remarkable.
Simply remarkable. And there's a lot more to that. If y'all want to hear the rest of it, and it does go through their emotions just a little bit more. Go to CardinalSportsZone.com. Check it out. The most viewed story in Cardinal Sports Zone history. That's also remarkable. Quite remarkable. And, you know, I'm not the one that normally pats himself on the back. I'm not. Stop looking at me like that.
You did it earlier.
Well, I know.
Mr. Make It Happen.
I am Mr. Make It Happen.
That's patting yourself on the back.
Only if somebody else points it out, douche canoe.
I just did.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not. But
stop patting yourself on the back.
Most viewed story in Cardinal Sports Zone history. All it took was a little bit of initiative, a little bit of want to. Shout out to Sean and Sam and Dalton and Jeff and TJ and everybody else that shows me want to on a daily basis. And the ones that don't, learn a little something from that, because I'm going to need y'all to do better. Because all I did was shoot an email. Most viewed story in Cardinal Sports Zone history. Oh, by the way, followed up by one of the greatest photo galleries. Now, I'm going to give Jeff a lot of credit, because I gave him a lot of crap, because I looked at the photo gallery and I'm like, dude, where is the pick six? And he sadly responded to me. He's like, I couldn't run down there. I was like, why? He said, because I was set up in the end zone for the field goal attempt, the blocked field goal attempt by UCF. And that happened. I couldn't run down there. And to his credit, not another site has pictures of the celebration. We have them. So, I mean, you could take your trade off there. Would you like to see the pick six that people have put out 2,700 times? Or, I mean, I would have liked to have seen Jeff's vantage point from that, but I already knew he wasn't going to be able to run and keep up.
No, he was, he had a cot set up and he was already taking a nap because it was past his bedtime.
This was during his bedtime, but I want to give him credit, and I'll get to the others I want to give credit to, because Jeff, he knew what to do. He immediately sent me a photo. I tweeted it out. It was the picture of the turnover belt being held up and everybody being excited in the background. Brian Brown retweeted it. The coaching staff retweeted it. Everybody retweeted it. Just amazing stuff. Jeff Nutt. And this is what he does. Listen, this is why I'm most impressed by Jeff. He does this with this isn't like a bargain basement camera, but it's not the top. The people out there that shoot for the university and most of the other sites have the 16K cameras that cost about, 10, 12 grand. Jeff's shooting with like a $2,000 camera. Still, that's a lot of money. I've never spent that much on a camera. But just imagine, you know, we're going to have to make Jeff some money so we could get him a better camera.
Right.
So the Cash App is $CSZ55. We're going to get you a better camera, man. We need to. You deserved it. You earned it. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, follow that up with TJ going to Louisville Live last night, being stuck. And we appreciate the access. I don't want to sound ungrateful. But he was all the way. He got there. I don't know how the timeline of when he got there. But he got there at such a point in time that he had to shoot all the way up from the balcony. And he still got amazing shots. So we had a heck of a day. And I don't normally tout the site's success on the show because I feel like our site has done that for its own throughout the years. But very, very proud. We had, like I said, record-breaking stories yesterday, record-breaking photo albums. I just wanted to start off the show with giving them some love at the website, CardinalSportsZone.com. Sean is our content coordinator. And even with a 9-to-5, this dude still finds a way to get stuff up, and I promote it. Like, sometimes I worry if Sean's like, man, Jeremy don't do anything.
You just said that he still finds time to get things up.
Get things done. Well, get things up on the site, not in his pants.
Okay. I was just checking.
Oh, no. I hit the wrong button. Yeah. That's what you call a soundboard failure.
You should have just let him have that.
You're supposed to be suspended. You pipe down for a second.
Your soundboard just got T-boned.
Yeah. Dang. We'll explain that in a second. I'm your host, Jeremy Wyman.
Too early.
It's too soon.
Not with me.
Coming to you live from the Fitness Market Studios. This is the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wyman. I'm here with the X's and O's guru, I feel, Sam Basden.
What up?
The comic relief, and he also has good opinions from time to time, Joe Wyman.
I just don't be like saying everything that's in my head all the time. Which is good.
It's absolutely good. The guru of the website, Sean Barber.
How's it going?
And we had put out a tweet saying that this man wasn't going to be here because he got in a car accident. But like any true superhero would have done, he rose from the ashes. There's no ashes. He was fine. It was thankfully there was no damage done to either person
physically
that we're aware of. I mean, with car wrecks, you can get lingering side effects the next day or even later on in the day. But it's our guy, the up-and-comer Giggity, the blue chipper. Now, he's the blue chipper now. Dalton's not a blue chipper anymore. The rookie of the year, Wes Brown. Wes, what's up? You're not suspended only because of that. You were suspended before the car wreck, but I felt bad, so you're not suspended anymore.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, you were never suspended. I'm joking about that, but
I know.
Let's get this started. First off, I'd be remiss if I didn't send this out. Dad's birthday was Wednesday. Happy birthday, Pops, 55 and 26. Happy birthday to mine and Joey's dad. Sometimes I forget Joey. It's his dad, too.
I got dog food on the way home. Don't worry about it.
Happy birthday to my dad and my dad only. Shout out to him. But not only a shout out to him, this is what I want to get off my chest to begin with. Shout out to the fans at the game Friday. Shout out to Coach Satterfield. Shout out to the defense. Got a lot of confidence tonight that UCF team is a top 30 team, no matter whether we beat them or not. I really feel like that team is a really good team, and we hope for the best of luck because their starting quarterback broke his clavicle on the last play of the game, and he's going to be out for some time, and we hope for a speedy recovery. And, you know, we never want any harm to the team that we're playing at the end of the day. I mean, we want to beat them. Some of our friends want to drive their buses off the highways. Shout out to Chris Mull. But we never want them to really be hurt. But I told y'all that we would win. It's in the predictions. I first predicted that UCF would win, and then I said, hey, I'm just doing this to jinx them. The Cards are going to pull it out. It was insanity. Again, check that out from episode 4. Somebody notated the word. Insanity brought up the word insanity in episode 4 and was like, y'all are silly for expecting different results.
I said that with Clemson.
No, it was Sam that said it. And I'm gonna call Sam out the entire show this week. We're gonna pile on. We're gonna on all of us. He's like, y'all are expecting different results and it's gonna be the same thing.
I'm pretty sure that was
it was Mr. you. We got Mr. Look, Sam.
I know is I called 11-1, so that's still intact.
First off, last week you tried to tell us that you didn't you didn't tell us your last name was Basden, and I provided audio proof in the group chat that you corrected me and told me it's not Basden, it's Basden. So we're not taking your word anymore. And then you did the insanity thing.
I'm pretty sure that was Mr. DP over there.
No, it was you. I played the show back. I listened to both shows yesterday because I wanted to get every dig I could this game or this episode. You can ask Joey. There was not one point during the game where I was over there. Now, Chris, our friend Chris, he's a Debbie Downer like Sam is. Every single play, something didn't go our way. We were losing the game by 30.
I mean, you had some.
I didn't have one moment where I was worried. Even when
I didn't say you were worried, but if we made a mistake.
Oh, no, I agree.
Wait, when did I become a Debbie Downer?
I don't know. You tell us. The whole season you have been. But
I mean, you kind of been like the last couple of weeks.
But I will say this.
A little.
We won the game.
Not just you.
We won the game.
We did.
But Gus Malzahn screwed them twice. I'm going to tell you when he screwed them. The first time it was deep in the fourth quarter. They had been running on us like they were having their way with it. Sean will explain that to you what that means later. And he decided on 2nd and 9 to throw a pass back in the backfield. We stopped him with a loss of 5. And the very next play, he did the same play over again. It may not have been the same play, but threw a pass to the backfield, and we stopped him again, and they had to punt it back to us. And I believe that's that was one key way. But, man, how do you – and a lot of us said this. When Bobby did that against FSU, all we had to do was line up for a field goal and beat them. That game's different, and you throw the ball. Gus decided, and there's no doubt he's one of the greatest offensive minds, I believe, way better than Lane Kiffin, that there is, and he just decides to throw the ball, and it was a costly mistake, and it's not a mistake, I think, that they will make it again. I did think it was funny that Coach Satterfield said in his press conference that he was sorry for the fans that didn't show up. But this is the same ninja that told us at the beginning of the week he hated Friday night games. So,
yeah, I don't care too much for it. Something like that.
Something like that. Real quick before we get into, I'm going to go ahead and give you my review. I wrote this while the game was on. Shout out to our guy Ricky Barber, one of the websites. I would say he's like our surrogate son because, you know, we followed him throughout his high school career. We advocated for him to get looks by Louisville. He did get looks by Louisville, but he went to UCF instead. Made a couple of key. I'll be honest with y'all. I forgot he played for Central Florida. I don't know why. I knew he did the first 2 weeks, but it would come time to us. And then I heard Ricky Barber in the first quarter. Ricky Barber with a big stop. I was like, oh, crap. Ricky's on the team. But anyway, once again, we came out slow. Shocker. But we withstood 2 gut punches and got it going on offense to lead 21-14 at the half. Trey Clark got hurt. Malik got dinged up a little bit, but it didn't end up making any difference in the first half. The Cards looked good and are in the lead at the half. Yeah, we did. We started out. They're in a swimming pool at this football game in Jacksonville, and I don't hate it at all. Sorry. The first half was rush heavy. Cooley, Malik, and Mitchell were patient and waited for their lanes. I think one of the big keys for the game was we played up-tempo. And I think that allowed for Malik to find his lanes a little better and to be more patient and look for his reads. The O-line gave Malik plenty of time to make good decisions. He did give up the first sack of the season for UCF. We did give up the first sack of the season for UCF. The defense, I gave them a C in the first quarter, but they brought it up to A- in the second. Playbook was expanded as well. I love their energy. Again, I told y'all last week that if we played, that we would win if we played up to our potential and Malik made good decisions, and that's what happened. In the second half, we kicked the ball out of bounds, so it was kind of like a Louisville, not how you want to start the second half of a big game. UCF marched down the field, trick played their way to tie the game. It was 21-21, but it was a long 4-minute drive. It wasn't like their 15-second touchdown drive they had earlier in the game. The Cards immediately went 3-and-out on a drive that lost Jalen Mitchell due to injury, and UCF took over at the 31-yard line after the shanked punt. But UCF can't get anything going after the Cards D stifles them. Beautiful drive down the field keyed by a big catch by Ford. Malik scores easy. Cards up 28-21. On that run, Malik entered 9th place all time for rushing touchdowns in Louisville football history. He's also in the top 10 now for passing yards in Louisville football history. For all you people that want to piss all over Malik.
Man, he's been here forever.
The ensuing drive, calm down, Nancy. Ensuing drive at UCF, snuffed out by the Cards. Monumental pass breakup by Q Cole. UCF punts. We go to the fourth quarter up 7, but UCF is in the red zone, and they score quickly to tie the game up at 28, just 30 seconds in. Louisville playing sturdy pass defense, but have given up a few touchdown passes tonight. They were just good catches. They weren't playing good defense. Louisville does fail on the fake punt, but comes up with a big stop on defense. Malik breaks off a huge run to pull the Cards out of the end zone at the 5-yard line. Then he completes another big pass to Marshawn Ford, followed up by a trick play, 45-yard touchdown pass from Braden Smith to a wide-open Travion Cooley, who had several great catches Friday night. Cards are up by 7 with 9 minutes left. Cuco with another big defensive play. Cottrell comes back out, and him and Yusir force the fourth down. Cards come up the next drive with Conley at quarterback. Shoot. Never mind. They brought Malik in after the commercial. We're good. Again, these are my thoughts as I'm watching the game. Killing them with the dink and dunk plays, like I said we would. Another pat on the back. Cards running the clock down. I like it, but they give the ball back to UCF with 3:45 left, and it's 4th and 4. UCF marches right down the field and scores to tie the game up at 35 with a little bit less than a minute and a half left. Louisville has an opportunity to win the game, but Malik turns the ball over with 26 seconds left. But on the very next play, the Cards get a pick six via true freshman Jalen Alderman. Cards are up by 7 with 13 seconds left, and they go on to win the game. What a game by Malik. What a game by the defense. What a game by the fans in the stadium. Again, biggest difference for me was the tempo, and that it led Malik to make better reads. I'm trying to think. There was something that I was about to say. I was reading these notes, and it keyed a thought in my mind. It was when I was talking about how everybody gave up the first. Anyway, if I can think of it, I'll say it in a little bit. But that was the game. The Cards win in astonishing manner. I know the people that were there, I've ran into a lot of them. They said that was one of the greatest top two games they've ever been to at Cardinal Stadium at all time. I'm not sure I'm on that boat, but I think it was definitely top 10. Very exciting time. Sean, I'm going to go to you first and just going to ask you that. So we won the game. Again, we could have lost. Okay, here was my thought. We could have lost this game had the coach their coach executed and not players. If we'd have lost that game, did we do enough that game for you to be like, all right, and especially after seeing Florida State getting dumpster trucked later in the afternoon, did we do enough in that game for you to be like, all right, we're getting there. We've started our momentum last week. And again, I think we just, for those of y'all at the table that have played sports, everybody but Sean, have you all ever went into a game where you were like, we're playing Seneca. We're going to beat them by 70. And then you just don't go out and match, like, because you're so hype, you're so overconfident that you just, your play doesn't match what you thought in your head, Wes? Have you ever played down to the level of, have you ever been on a team that played down to the level of your competition?
I played with a team. Well, we'll go back to high school. Yeah, we always, like, let's be honest. When we're about to play Iroquois or Atherton, we always overlook them. Not trying to say nothing against them, but I'm saying a lot against y'all.
No, especially Atherton, because every year we – not only did we play Trinity, we play Trinity and Mel and St. X every year, but we also got to play Seneca, we also got to play Wagner, and we also got to play Atherton.
More,
and it was 80-0 every year.
Southern.
Game.
Yeah, but I never – because of upsets, I never took it to the point of where I was overconfident, because I was like, well, any team can get upset. Because just like I believed my team could upset Mayo, St. X, and stuff like that. So I've played with players that felt that way, and I knew they weren't playing their best. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you letting this kid do you like this, and you're better than this kid?
Is that where it came from? I need you to do better.
Right. Need you to do better.
So the point being, we've all seen teams or been a part of teams, except for Sean. We don't know what team he's played for, which he does.
He's on his own team.
Unbelievable.
Sean, be quiet. I'm trying to finish a point. We've all seen this where we play down to the level. So more so now, I believe that we play down to the level of EKU. We overlooked them. And we've done that before a lot of times here. And then we showed our true potential Friday night. And the Mississippi game, man. Maybe they were prepared and they were really good, and we were unprepared and we just got nervous. We were playing in the brand new. I'm not trying to, I am making excuses. I'm not trying to, But these are all viable. I mean, if you've ever played sports, you know, whenever if you go to state, the nerves hit you. It just hits different. So here's what I want to ask you. Did we do enough during that game? If we had lost it, were you to have been cool, or would you have still been ready to fire set like some of the other people at the table? Not named Wes, Sean, Joey, or Jeremy.
That's an interesting way you phrase that question.
I'm talking about Sam.
But to me, I was ready to say yes, even with the interception, because that was just – to me, that was a great play call by the defensive coordinator of UCF. They had not blitzed all that much.
Right.
And they picked the right time to do it.
Yep.
And Malik, I believe Malik thought he could get it over him, but he got hit as he was throwing. And I think that's why he was able to tip that pass.
Absolutely.
But when you look at the offensive play calling, it was so much better.
Oh, yes.
A ton better. They were throwing on first down. They were moving Malik, so his launch point was different.
So, and only because I forget stuff a lot. So, did you notice the one thing that made Sat go from to this guy? He was the ACC Coach of the Year his first year. A lot of people don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know the one thing? I haven't heard anybody else mention this. When I brought it up to Steve that night, he was like, oh, crap. When I brought it up to the guy yesterday, I went to dinner, and this guy stopped me. He saw my Cardinal Sports on hat. He's like, hey, man, I love y'all's podcast. Da, da, da. When I brought it up to him, he's like, oh, crap. I want to see if anybody at the table other than Joey, because I pointed it out to Joey. Do you know the one thing he did that in my mind made me think I'm not doubting him anymore? The entire game, every play was ran away from number one on the defense. Their defensive player of the year, the transfer from
Auburn.
From Auburn.
What's his name?
Big
Moose?
Cat. Big Cat Mac, Brian. Big Nut or something Big like Cat that. Bryant. I don't know. Don't know.
Big Cat Bryant.
Big Cat Bryant. That's what they kept calling him.
The only play that name, they sacked us on, that kid came around and caught.
He was actually unblocked. If you actually watch that, the tackle and the guard double teamed somebody.
But I mean, it was ran his way. That was the only play the whole night that ended up being ran his way. The rest of them, the majority of them, were in it, and that was just brilliant. And I think he heard us out there questioning his. And when I say heard us, I mean Sam questioning his coaching ability. I'm not worried about him no more. Do I think that he? I still think he needs time to learn. Preaching the whole time, and we're gonna go long today. It may be 2 hours. Don't give a word that Wes said last week. We don't give one of those.
I thought you were gonna say rat's ass,
or that either. We're gonna go longer this week, but the one thing that I've been preaching is that patience. This is the start of the third season. He's not been here that long. He's got to get his players in here. Still don't have all his players in here. They've still got to learn. And his offense, for the most part, was boring anyway, because that's the power, what's it called, power I?
It's like the
power T, something like that.
Zone blocking scheme.
Yeah, it's mostly run on first and second, pass on third. And for the most part. But the tempo, man, the tempo fit Malik. He's not a slow tempo player, and I feel like they changed that up. So go back to what you were saying really quick.
They moved his launch point so that he had more – he created open windows to make passes. If you remember the first game, he was – there might have been windows there, but they were tight, and he's afraid. And I think he's afraid to turn the ball over.
Yeah,
I also believe
for sure.
They told him, go out there, don't worry about – just deliver the ball. If you see it, throw it. And he did that. And also, one other thing was Marshawn Ford.
Yeah.
Marshawn Ford became the guy we expected him to be, even though he was actually putting up decent numbers.
Yeah,
his
he
first
wasn't
two
playing
games.
Bad, but people were crapping all over him on Twitter.
He stepped up 8 receptions,
well, those
100 yards.
Agreed.
You know, he was blocking really well. Early on in the game, he had a couple missed blocks, but he picked it up. He was the guy we needed. He's
the
X factor on offense.
That's the only proven guy we had back from last year.
Thank you. And Jordan Watkins, he stepped up there, had a couple nice catches. He wasn't big, you know, explosive catches, but they were catches we needed made. One was a third down conversion. Jalen Mitchell running the ball. He ran the ball harder than he's run the ball the entire season, to me.
Okay.
And
I agree with 100%. Let's save some of that, because we're going to talk about – more football stuff here in a second, but I'm gonna go around to everybody. Wes, are you satisfied? Because I was sat, even if we'd pulled out a loss.
I like what you did there. Satisfied.
Satisfied. Even if we would have lost that game, I would have been cool because – well, I wouldn't have been cool with the loss, but I'd have been like –
nobody's cool.
Saw a lot of great stuff tonight. A lot of progression. The playbook progressed. Malik progressed. The O-line, I won't mention any names, but I said the O-line been playing decent. And somebody at the table to my right said when? When is the – they were the fourth-ranked – by the way, they were the fourth-ranked offensive line in the country. That was against EKU for that week. They were still ranked – fourth in the country that week. I think they've been unsung a little bit, but and yes, again, I'm going to pile on Sam the whole show any opportunity I can, and he'll take it like a good sport because you know we do that to other people all the time. Touchdown, Juju Smith, Juju Smith-Schuster, touchdown in my Paul Rogers voice. Did we do enough, Wes, for you to be happy, even if we had lost?
I think we did enough. I think he had to step his game up. I think, in my own words, he had to do better.
Do better.
The play calling was awesome. It seemed like our team had more of a fight in them. It seemed like I don't know what was said to them. I don't know if they had just a team meeting and said, hey, we need to play better as a group, as a family. And they rose to that occasion. Even when they kept scoring and coming back, they didn't hold their heads down. They kept playing hard all the way to the last interception of the game. They played hard. They didn't have – did you see Satterfield Twitter where he's like, yeah, he got no quitting you.
Yeah.
He got no quitting you.
I did.
And that's what they had. They had no quitting them. They kept fighting and kept fighting. They didn't care who UCF was. They said, no, you in Louisville, you're going to know who we are. And they played to what we are normally used to. I mean, there are some hiccups and stuff like that, which happens, but they played to what we would love to see them as. And Malik was scared to make mistakes, so he was more cautious than normal.
Malik had a Bill Russell-esque type game. He was clearly battered, beaten, and bruised at the end of the game and still came through. He said in the post game, which Dalton Pence covered, and he asked several good questions and a couple stupid ones.
Just forgot to say hi, Dalton. I'm Dalton with Cardinal Sports Zone.
Well, he did the one time. I went back and listened to the rest of them. He said it every other. The 37-star prospect, Dalton Pence. He'll be back with us next week. 32, actually. I forgot. He made me stay up till 3:30 downloading his press conferences. He said, there's no way you're going to take me out of this game. I'm playing. I'm going to do this. And that's the true sign of a leader. Joey, what about you? Did we do enough that you – I hate to say this because it sounds like I'm putting a damper on it, but I just want everybody to see and admit that this was the team that we thought we had in the offseason. It just stumbled at the beginning, played down to this competition in the second game, and this is Cardinal football in game three.
Well, I mean, I've said the whole time, as long as I can see improvement, and I've seen great improvement from week one to week two. And, like, even against EKU, I didn't think they played bad. I mean, we saw improvement. Now, yeah, I mean, we probably should have beat them by more, but it is what it is.
Which, by the way, only because I forget stuff, Wes is the only person at CardinalSportsZone.com that came close. He predicted 35-10, and it was 30-3. So you cold one on me at some point. Great job predicting that score. Everybody else was like 60-2 or 48-14. And it was like 35-10. So
what was the score of the last week's game?
30-3. So you were really, really close. But back to you, Joey. Sorry.
You said you forget stuff. Like I forget way more than you. But no, they improved. And then, there's still some questionable stuff in there. Let's not forget what 4th and 5 in our own side of the field on that first score from Central Florida, where we just handed them the ball on that side of the field. We go for a fake punt there. Like I think everybody and their mother knew that we were fake punting there. Like
in the fourth quarter?
No,
we didn't do a fake punt in the first quarter.
We didn't go for it on 4th down.
We went for it on 4th and 2. We did not fake punt. We fake punted one during
again,
the
game. You broke my momentum because you forget stuff.
Well,
okay.
We went for it on 4th down, fail, and we had a fake punt that failed.
Okay. But anyway, Yeah, I done lost my train of thought, so go ahead and go to the next person.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to me because I don't care what the next person has to say just yet. That something else I want to get. I'm going to give kudos to the crowd there, too, because after that first, which sat in a lose-lose situation there because the whole crowd's chanting for him to go for it. Of course, in that position, you're the coach. You got to make the call to go for it or not. You were too close to your own end zone to go for it because teams can just throw one play and score just like they did. But I did not question the fake punt. I thought that was a good call. I told Joey, I said, they're going to fake it. I just recognized the scheme. I said, they're about to fake it. The problem is they gave it to the wrong guy, obviously. But I didn't really have any the only coaching decision I questioned from that game was that first one. And, again, where I want to give kudos to the fans is because that could have been the point during the evening where the fans completely turned on the coach, the team. They could have started booing. They could have started – I mean, that's just – it felt like – the first quarter really felt like a typical Cardinal football game that we lose because we let it go. And it's like, oh, man, it's disheartening. But even as I told Joey and Chris, I was like, well, until we're down 14, I'm not even a little worried. And, again, I don't know why, but I did not have a feeling that we were going to lose the game the entire game. I was the principle of the power of positivity the entire evening. I am going to ask this. And Sam, I will start with you on this because I'm not gonna ask you the first question because you have been so negative, Nancy, the entire season. But with this team being where they're at right now, 2-1, went over a top 30 team, a loss to a top 15 team. What is? And I just want everybody to give one because we do need to get moving with the show. What is your biggest worry about this team going forward?
Coaching.
I'm never asking him a question again. Sean?
Run defense.
Run defense. Wes?
Well, for me, is can we keep the motivation going? Can we not? Can we keep the fight? Can we keep going to the next game, to the next game,
consistency.
Consistency.
Joey, what about you?
Coaching consistency. I'm still – I mean, like
– coaching consistency. So, yeah. Wes is player consistency. Your coaching consistency.
It kind of goes back to – so I remember some of my points. Like, all right, with Satterfield, yeah, he called a great game, but, like, we got to do that more than one game out of the season.
But couldn't somebody argue with you that maybe he just coached one bad game this season?
No, I mean, I've seen one poor game, one mediocre game, and one good game. So, like, where's it going to be the rest of the season? Now, hopefully, you know, he opened the playbook up. Like, all right, now that you've seen what your team can do with the playbook open, you better not go back to week two's play calling or week one's play calling because you're going to turn that bus right back around. You're going to make a U-turn.
Absolutely. And that is one thing that I worry about is do we go into the – kind of goes back to the playing to level your competition thing I was talking about earlier. Do we waltz into Tallahassee this weekend, which – after we play Florida State, we got a 14-day layoff. That also worries me that any moment, even if we go out and hang 60 on Florida State, is there too much time off before we restart the season? That I don't know. But my biggest worry is the quarterback play. Malik looked like he was banged up. Is he going to be good for the next game? You never tackle anybody forward.
See,
come
I feel
on,
like Malik looks like he's – I told you this several times during the game. They were making a big deal about him limp. Like, he does that after every play.
Well, I'm just going by what Jeff said. Jeff said he was hurt. So if he gets hurt, who do you put out there? And does that
suit up?
And that does change the dynamic, and it should change your expectations because at the end of the day, no, Sat doesn't have a consistent backup for Malik. And a lot of people, especially your negative Nancys, will say, well, that's his fault for not having more quarterbacks on the roster, but he could not control Juwan or Jordan leaving. He could not control McCaffrey wussing out. He could not control Chuba flipping on him. And I know I've said that before. And there was the guy from Mississippi State that we went after that we were the favorite for, and then all of a sudden he just decided to stay there or he quit playing football. Or like, those are, yeah, they're unfortunate circumstances, and yes, they all happened to the same coach, but they happened. So... and we know Evan's banged up a little bit, so he's not going to be able to play to his full potential. Is Brock any good? You know, he comes from Last Chance U. Do we give him a last chance? Like, I just don't know. Shai Wirtz is still injured. We do have T.J. Lewis that has played quarterback in the past. Braden Smith looked pretty good throwing the deep ball. No, I don't want Braden Smith to be our quarterback going forward. But it's like, what? That's my worry. Does Malik stay healthy the rest of the season? And I think he does. But I also want to say that I think that social media kind of stepped back and was like, because I saw it, because I called out, man, I sent out receipts on Friday night to the people that told me I was being too positive and that there was no chance that we were going to beat UCF. Oh, I sent receipts out like a mofo on Friday night, so they all know. And I think that for the most part, Twitter has calmed down and has rethought overall, for the most part. Not everybody has rethought their stance. But this team is good. And this team may not be top 10 good, but this team is, in my opinion, 20 to 30 good and can improve the rest of the year. Let's see if they do. They got a tough matchup in Florida State next week. We'll get to that in a second. But first, we do need to mention to you that Sean's car is living La Vida Limpo. I don't know what that means. Somebody sent that to me. Living La Vida Limpo. Any thoughts, Sean?
I have no thoughts.
Un-effing believable.
I don't think they were talking about his car.
That was my thought. Thank you.
No, they weren't talking about his car. FSU looked horrible. They've looked horrible all year. They looked really good against Notre Dame, but that's because you thought Notre Dame was really good. And then they beaten Purdue by a couple points, Toledo by a couple points, and they beat the Florida State team that has been beat by Jacksonville and drugged by Wake Forest. So, again, I want you to let's try to keep this part as short as possible because we do got a lot more to talk about. But three or four sentences, Sean. How do you see this game going? What's your score? Prediction. Jeff, write these down when we say them because we don't want to have to send them to you again later in the week. Old month.
My hope is that we...
No. Not your hope. What's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Based on your confidence, because I already know that it's going to take, honestly, in my opinion, for Sam to change his mind, we're going to have to repeat our performance against UCF probably the next two or three games before Sam even is like, okay, well, maybe it was just... Because even if you remember last night, and I hate to go off topic because I do this a lot, but y'all like it out there, so I'm going to keep doing it. But they put out a promotional video this morning for Louisville women's basketball, and they talked about how we stuck through them through – there's more cheerleaders by the swimming pool. Good God. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, by the way. Don't go to the one on Preston.
Is it raining?
Yeah, it is raining. They're in the swimming pool and – dancing by the swimming pool in Jacksonville, which is not elite, Joey. The city's not. Yeah, it's horrible. Unless we have fans in Jacksonville, in that case, love you guys. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Sean. Go ahead. Prediction.
Well, my prediction is...
And not pain.
Is that as long as Malik is healthy, that's a big question mark. As long as he's healthy, that they're going to win by two touchdowns. I'm going to go 35-21.
Was that Teddy? Touchdown, Teddy.
I'm going to go 35-21.
35-21 from Sean if Malik's healthy.
Yes.
Okay. We're not going to do that old wishy. I did that just to jinx UCF. That's not allowed anymore. I pull that out like once a year, get sort of like Sean. And I use that one.
You can't pull that if you ain't been in.
Wes, what about you?
Sean, what did you say your score was?
35-21.
Wes is going 36-20.
No, probably, but I'll say since I won't give them the hype that they did at UCF. I'm hoping that they keep that motivation, the consistency. So we'll go. I'll say 24-14, us.
Okay. Joey?
34-17, us.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to let Sam go last because defensive touchdown. Because Sam, you know, he's y'all love Sam out there because he's.
You want to see my face?
Stop it, Wes. I'm going 31-28. I think Florida State's better than their record indicates. I know we're better than our record indicates. It's at FSU. That's one of the toughest places to play in the country. COVID or not, they're going to have a packed house there. I'm not sure. Did they play that first game against Notre Dame at home?
Yes.
And the Jacksonville State game was home. But the Wake Forest, they played at Wake Forest. So they're going to play, they're, right? They played at Wake?
I think so.
So the thoughts and ideas of all of us here may or may not be accurate at Cardinals. No. But I think they're going to be ready to be home. They got their butts kicked. I think this will be a close game. I do think Malik keeps the tempo going the way he did. Again, I'm if healthy, we win 31-28. Sam?
Because I wasn't allowed to say what I had to say earlier.
No, you can say what you got to say. It's just but, like I knew what you were going to say earlier, and we don't have time for negativity. We do now. That's why I went to you last. We got time. What time is it, Wes? It's time for negativity. Go ahead, Sam.
I'm going to go with Joe. I'm going to agree with Joey here. When he said we had one mediocre game, a bad game, and I say a good game. So I don't know where our coaching staff is when it comes to play calling right now. And I know Florida State is a better team than 0-3.
Yeah, they are.
So because I'm not sure where we're at, I'm going to go Florida State in a close one. I think less than about 3 points.
See, I'm not sure where they're at either. That's why I said what I said, because if we repeat our play, I feel like if we, you know, our play calling and our excitement level, the fight, the will, the drive that we saw against Central Florida is there, I think we can beat them by even more.
Because I'm not sure Florida State's that good. Just because you got the talent, we know that. Just because you got talent always, don't mean you're good.
Yeah.
Right. But like I said, it's at Florida State. Yeah. They're going to be hungry for a win as well.
Of course.
You would have thought they'd been hungry. They've been hungry for a win.
Right. But yeah, it's going to be even more now. And then, like you said, we're not sure where our coaching staff is. Like, we don't know.
They don't know who their quarterback is from week to week either.
That's true, too. So until we can see some kind of consistency with our coaching staff, I think Florida State has more talent than Louisville, and I think they're going to be hungry for a win. And it's going to be on the road, so I'm going to go Florida State by 3.
Look, all I know is that, including the day that this happened, Florida State is 0-2 since Brady Scott proposed to his girlfriend in the end zone after the just saying, maybe somebody's trying to tell you, bro, that she's not the one. I don't know.
Aww.
I would never. I'm just saying, I would never propose to a girl
after a loss.
So he plays for Florida State.
Yeah.
So hold on, you said maybe she's not the one, but
It could be a sign to her too.
Brady Scott's girl. Maybe that's a sign
that he's not
that you're marrying a loser.
Living La Vida Limpo. That's all I'm going to say about Sean and his car. Before we head to the second half of the show. Go follow our YouTube channel. We got phenomenal content on our YouTube channel. It's okay. Is that being called back?
Yep.
Yeah, good. Phenomenal stuff. We're going to have stuff from Louisville Live up on the YouTube channel. Higgy said he was going to start it this morning, so expect that up there by November. we'll get that cracking. We want to talk about some of our fine sponsors before we lead into the second half of the show. Shack in the Back Barbecue out in Fairdale, 3633 BBQ. They are in the middle of transferring to their new building.
Yeah, they have the.
Please go support. Miss Barbara texted me this morning. She said, please come out. They're not closed. Come support them in their time of transition. Great food. I don't have anything bad to say about the food or the people. I don't associate with bad people. When I talk kindly about all of our sponsors, it's because they're really good people, and I really care about them. Chris and Sarah out at Fitness Market, 502-882-2694. They have anything fitness-wise. You need weights, treadmills, seated stair steppers, regular stair steppers, ellipticals, punching bags, e-bikes. gosh, barbells, whatever you, I mean, I've got most of that stuff in my home right now from them, and I love it. It's great quality, and it was well worth the 8-year payment plan. Come on, man, stop them. Okay, sorry. I am focused on the football game. That's going back too, it looks like. Our guy Chris out of Four Pegs Beer Lounge, 634-1447. Again, one of the better guys you'll find out there. The food is just as good as he is. Give him a call. Go see him. He's out off of Goss Avenue.
Did you see his post? They're going to be closed the first 3 days of this week. He's looking for workers, so if you want a job,
absolutely
go up there. They're having applications and interviews first half of this week to try to get some workers in there and better serve the community. So go see your boy Chris out at Four Pegs.
And tell him we sent you, because we would like for him to send us some more money as well. All jokes aside, great dude. Love him. Appreciate everything he's done for us and everything he does for the community. Our guy Rob Black just recovered from COVID. He's back out cutting yards and taking care of business again. 502-773-5757. Tell him that you're glad he recovered well and that Cardinal Sports Zone sent you, so you do get a discount on your yard care. Even if he's not going to honor that, just tell him that. Maybe you will. You never know. And last but not least, All American Pool Company and Supply. Pool Supply Company, 448-0300. That is the Pence family dynasty. All jokes aside, whether he was here or not, that All American Pool is arguably the most notable pool company here in the city of Louisville, and has been since I've been a kid. And if you listen to Sean or Sam or Dalton, that's been a long time. So we appreciate y'all going to our sponsors, taking your business to them.
Not as long as Jeff, though.
No, not as long as Jeff is old AF. But we appreciate y'all, and we appreciate the sponsors. So second start of the show, we're going to do a little rapid fire. But first, we are going to bring back an old segment. It's called Eat a Diss, EATADISS. And that's where we all go around and we tell somebody that has wronged us or has given a horrible opinion that they can hit a field goal, that they can eat a diss. So, Sean, I'm going to start with you. Who would you like to tell? It could be locally, nationally, somebody in this room, somebody sitting across from you. Who do you want to eat a diss this week? And let's hear your diss. What is your diss this week?
Well, I hope I'm not stealing it from anybody else, but it's the UCF fans. Because they were pretty mouthy, to say the least, throwing nails down everywhere they could.
That's getting old. That's just – we were stupid for making that like a hand gesture. Anything that you could turn down.
Well, you know what it is. They're just
like
jealous.
Sean, anything you can turn down. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They're just jealous. They don't. They
are.
Use one. So anyways, I just can't stand them, so I hope they eat a diss. And I'm glad they ate that diss. All the way back to Orlando. Enjoy. I hope you lost all your money at Churchill Downs, betting on the ponies and all that. Enjoy.
Man, that must have been a pretty big diss. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that was a big diss.
Man. Wes, now you want me to go to somebody else first? Okay. Joey, who would you like to eat a diss this week?
The Central Florida radio sidekick. Not the necessarily the
Oh, man, those guys.
No, the sidekick, the drunk one.
I don't think he was. I just think he was old. I don't think he was drunk.
Was that?
Oh no!
Was that old? I can't even think of his name.
Herbert?
No, the old dude that used to be on with Drew in the mornings.
Billy Reed.
Yeah, it was Billy Reed. It was Billy Reed. He could eat a diss for dissing the South End punk. But no, I mean, because like you said, you could clearly hear him high fiving. Like,
it's at the 19 and a half second mark. I've got it memorized.
Bro, like, I mean. Being part of, like, I've not even been technically a part of it, but I know that when you're at a game, no matter what affiliation you have, you're supposed to maintain a level of unbiased opinion. And to be able to hear them high five when Malik threw that interception, they can eat a big old diss.
There you go. Now, see, my opinion on that differs because you heard Paul Rogers go ape poop. One way. That's their low. That's not like a national outlet.
Anybody disses Paul Rogers, they were just. They can come find me.
Absolutely. Paul knows that we got his back.
Because he's the GOAT.
But I think any of us would have made the same call. If
Paul Rogers didn't high five, no, you didn't hear nobody high five him.
No, because Paul was smart enough to mute the microphone when he was giving dap and hugs and chest bumps.
Well, right,
and stuff.
Okay. The other guy was drunk. He couldn't find the button.
He wasn't drunk. The thoughts of Joe Wauman do not necessarily.
They're solely mine, and
they're
right.
Solely Joey's, and we don't maybe agree with them. But all right, that's who Joe. Even though I'll say this, the Central Florida fans and the sites, we had a good question and answer with one of the beat writers for UCF. And they were just as nice as everybody I talked to were as nice as could be. And it shocked me when I saw the reports from the game that they had seen some unruly UCF fans. It really shocked me. But again, there's fans like that for Louisville, so it's not like it's awful. Sam, I'm going to give you the opportunity to go first. So I want to know, who do you want to eat a diss this week?
To all those negligent and unfit parents.
Oh, my God.
And Jefferson Community Public School System.
Oh, my God.
Wow, we really going there, huh?
Every last one of you.
Okay.
Male or female, grandma or grandpa, parents and guardians alike, y'all could eat a big, fat diss.
Oh, no.
And his Twitter name is?
I had a
he
student.
He said, even if you go to tap.
Oh, my God.
I don't care. I had a student
unbelievable.
This week while I'm driving the bus on the expressway.
Uh-oh.
Threw something at me and hit me.
Oh, no.
So if you really feel like you can throw something at an adult and get away with it,
bruh,
then your parents ain't doing their job at home.
That's why I couldn't do that job, bro.
So like I said.
That belt would have came off so quick.
I swerved over to turn off on the expressway. You know, when you had a little rigid to let you know that you're coming off.
Yeah.
And then I realized, don't do it, Sam.
The old crap bumps.
You can kill him. And I was like, so I had to swerve right back on and was like, I'm gonna deal with this.
That was a very responsible move on your part, Sam.
Like I said,
you
end up
on YouTube for sure. All over the news.
I probably would have. I would have lost my job too. But all y'all negligent parents, unfit parents who don't raise y'all children properly, parents and guardians, y'all could eat a diss.
All right, Wes. Now I think I know who you want to eat a diss. But can we look? You know what, just go ahead and let's keep it PG. You know which words I don't like to hear, the F word, the GD.
Oh, you wouldn't go. Sean, anyway.
Or genitalia, right.
So the guy that decided to run the stop sign and T-bone me.
All right, that's what I thought.
Oh, it was going to be him.
I knew.
I mean,
we all knew.
Y'all all knew.
I'm glad you said T-bone you.
Yeah. The guy that decided to say, oh, the bush was covering the stop sign, but the stop sign is clearly higher than the bush.
Wait, are you talking about the accident or Sean's pants?
Son of a...
There is a stop sign, and who knows if he manscapes.
Jeez.
Hey, they got a 4.0. Anyway. or you could just wear the chastity belt. Who knows?
Bro, he lost the key to that a long time ago. You're going to have to get a locksmith.
But to the guy that hit me, I thank you for getting out your vehicle and making sure I'm okay. And
right.
I thank you for saying, I hope this guy didn't have his kids, which I'm grateful I didn't have my kids
me
in
too.
The car, because you would have had a whole different side of me.
You would have still been respectful. I know you. You're too good of a person, Wes.
I would have still been respectful because I would have been more concerned about my kid than me
right.
and that other person. But... I have to tell you to eat a diss because of the fact that even though you sat there and said it's a blind spot, when there's a stop sign clearly there that tells you to, what were y'all supposed to do?
Stop.
Okay. So you decided to run the stop sign and didn't think that you seen a... Had to stop myself for you. Had to stop myself.
I appreciate that.
Didn't see a Tahoe come out of nowhere and didn't think anybody was going to come out of nowhere, which I'm glad that... I came first instead of you, Sean. You know nothing about that.
Were you just out of curiosity? Which word were you going to plug in there? The MF?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah,
you got it all wrong. You should always let them come first.
Well, we ain't we talking about who had the right of way. I had the right
of
way.
The thoughts of Joey and Wes do not necessarily reflect the rest.
No,
of
no.
Spinoff show.
Oh, it should be
Joey and Wes.
But for you to give me that story of there was a blind spot, I think there was a yield sign.
I couldn't see and stuff like that, but you're in a giant truck just like me and you hit me, I'm going to have to tell you to eat a diss. I mean, eat a diss
for making excuses.
Right.
Like, just say, look, man, I messed up.
Yeah, that's all you had to say.
It's an accident. They call it an accident for a reason.
Yeah, it's not an on-purpose dent.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, just out of curiosity, what would the theme song for Joey and Wes podcast be? Would it be like, Joey and Wes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Start.
And no,
I think we need to have Sean on there, too, because we're going to educate.
Should. We should.
Like, we're going to educate.
This Joey and Wes.
And Sean.
And Sean.
Helping virgins at best.
And did you hear it?
Business and shit.
Unbelievable.
No, that's believable.
Unbelievable.
That's what you were hearing.
That's believable.
But to the guy, I'm glad that you're okay. I'm glad I'm okay.
Especially if he's a listener of the show.
I mean, I kind of hope you'd have got like a sprained ankle or something.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
From like hitting the brake. So, I mean, like, he deserved a little something.
Oh, there was no brake.
Just a little something. Like,
it was all gas, no brakes.
Like, he got out of the car limping like Malik does after every play.
Oh. Well.
Just kidding. Not really.
Unbelievable.
He does that. That's a Malik staple.
I mean, I thought his airbags popped when he hit me because I looked over and I was like, what you? And I'm like, let me put in park. I was listening to my Usher, getting it on, just driving on my way here. And bam, I get hit. So. No, actually it was burned. So he set me up.
Oh, no.
He set me
let
up.
It burn.
Yep. Right.
Kind of like one of those commercials you see. And the guy's driving and it's like, oh, yeah. And then everything changed in a split second.
Right. But
Mayhem. Yes, Mayhem. Yes, Mayhem. All right, let's get to the rapid fire. No. Wait a minute. I haven't told anybody to eat a dish yet.
No, you have not.
Hold on a second.
Oh, interception. Or no, touchdown. Good throw.
I don't normally do this. I don't like friendly fire. It's unnecessary most of the time.
Oh, this is interesting.
But the person that I want, and for the first time in Eat a Diss history, the person I would like to eat a diss is sitting in our presence. So to him.
Oh, he's looking at you. Okay.
I want to say, Sam.
I don't know why you look over at Sean. I mean, Wes.
Look, in the business, it's called the capture.
Yeah, I know, but I meant Wes. Wes was thinking Sean. I was like.
I know. I was like, he's been talking about it the whole show.
That's what I was saying. Like,
I knew it was Sam.
Oh, okay.
It was a swerve on Jerry's part.
That's what we call in the business a swerve. I know that Sam means well, and I know that he loves the University of Louisville team, but for some reason, and granted, the pandemic has taken a lot out of everybody. It's taken some of our will. It's taken some of our patience. You know, mostly we may act differently if we hadn't been locked up for 2 years. But with that being said, Sam has been the resident negative Nancy. Every time we've said something positive, he's went the other way, as you all pointed out to me.
For good reason.
In private, here we go. Now, look, I didn't interrupt your eat a diss, and I know it may be hard to close your mouth while you're eating a diss, but try to wrap your lips around the diss while I'm talking. With that being said, Malik and the University of Louisville football team all collectively showed you why that Coach Satterfield's a better coach than you've been giving him credit for. They are a better team than you've been giving them credit for. And I will be willing to change. Look, I'm not like Sam. I will evolve from week to week. If we come out and look like horse piss against Florida State, I'll be willing to say, okay, it was an anomaly. Friday night was an anomaly. But I believe Friday night was the true team that they've been talking about all year. We got defensive pressure. We played them. There were still a couple times where the cushions were a little bit bigger than I would like for them to have been. But it put them in position to make key plays. I think that, again, I said this earlier, but I'll recap. I think we were overwhelmed in the first game. That happens to good team or decent teams. I think the second game we played to their level of the level of competition. We still beat this team by 4 touchdowns. Any other, if you were coaching a high school team and won by 4 touchdowns, you'd be ecstatic. We're not, because we're Louisville fans and we expect the best. We act like, for the most part, we act like we're Alabama, and we're really we're not. We're Louisville, and that's not a knock on Louisville. Louisville, I believe, is a perennial 3.5-4-star football team. But our fans sometimes act like we're a 5-star football program, and it's unfair to the team, and it's sometimes it's unfair to some of the fans. So I think going forward that we will see the team that we saw Friday night. I think that we will show the haters that, okay, maybe last year was just – I mean, people forget, and I said this last week too, and I'll repeat it again. We had 12 to 15 players out every week because of COVID. So the games that we won the first year Sat was here when he was ACC Coach of the Year and we made key plays to win, we didn't have that full allotment of players last year. So whereas everybody else thinks that we took a step back last year, I think we had the same team last year that we had his first year and the same team that we have this year. I just think we had a lot of personnel issues because we didn't get to replenish play. You know, we didn't get to set people to get rest. And that's why we didn't make those plays. But, yes, Sam, you're going to eat the diss today. And I love you. You're my guy. But sometimes, you know, you just got to be called out when you're wrong. And that's just what I'm doing today. I let you go first. You knew the diss was coming. So you could have very easily went in on me. But now that part's over. And we're moving on to the next thing. So
correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure all of us said that they was losing on this podcast.
I did.
Louisville was losing on this podcast.
Okay, but with that being said, none of the rest of us were next. And actually, I said if we and this is audio proof too. We have everything. I got receipts for everything. I said if we play the way that we should, that we're capable of, we would beat this UCF team by a touchdown.
And I don't remember what I said 5 minutes ago, let alone.
Okay, but I do. I remember stuff that happened when I was a year and a half.
You wasn't here.
Yeah, because like
you weren't here.
Y'all weren't there, but like I would say we was gonna beat them by 7.
I said I think
on the last play of the game. Like
no, you didn't. You didn't say that.
Nobody can prove it.
But I said that we were gonna win by. I said we would win by 9 or less. I didn't think we were gonna blow them out. I said we were gonna beat them by single digits. I said my head was telling me. My heart was telling me that we were going to win the game, but if that didn't change, that we were going to lose it. So, yes, I did say that.
And all I said was Louisville lost. I didn't give a score prediction, nothing like
that.
I just said Louisville lost.
I remember. No, he didn't give one because he thought we were going to – he had said the week before that Central Florida is going to put up 60 points on us.
I've never said
Not
that.
You
that,
did say
that.
He did think we were going to get blown out.
Yes,
he did.
You did say that.
Yeah. He did believe
I've got receipts.
Out, I don't think he said 60.
Right.
I think he said like 45 to – I want to say 20, something like that.
I'm pretty sure I haven't given a score prediction only to Jeff, I think.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead. Because okay. I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure I just said Louisville win, Louisville
lost.
Right.
Let's go to the audio.
Transition, A+, elite, as Joey would say.
Sam Bazden, that's another funny.
There is a new special going on.
Bazden. It's Bazden. He sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger for some reason. It's Bazden.
I had Louisville losing, but I had him.
I did it in homage to you.
I know, but give me a heads up, bro.
Hey, Sean, look, this Louisville baseball tweet says the long balls keep coming. Did you tweet that out?
Son of a... Un-effing believable.
Yeah, maybe. But no, I keep...
Sean's sex life is all elite. No, it's NXT 2.0.
Oh my god! That was kind of interesting, by the way. Well, I mean, I didn't hate it.
I would say Sean's sex life is Impact, but we all know that didn't happen.
He did go to Impact this weekend.
He went to Impact, but he did not have any impact.
All right, let's go for big volleyball win last night by the Louisville Cardinals. They defeated number 6 Nebraska last night. Welcome. And swept them, gave them their first sweep loss in I think it was like 3 or 4 years. I put the tweet out. I don't remember off the top of my head. After beating Kentucky, number 8 Kentucky Wednesday, 3-2, they have beaten 3 top 10 teams already this season. They got a big game up Friday against Miami. They're going to host them here. Get out there. Get your tickets. Get to the game. Miami's only lost 1 set all year. So they're like 29-1 in sets. So get out there, support the volleyball team. Field hockey also with 3 top 10 wins the last few weeks. They're actually playing, what time is it, guys? They're playing right now. Sean, can you give me an update on the score? They're playing number 2 Iowa here at home, I think.
Yeah, it's at home.
At 2 p.m. Again, go back and read Justin Kruger's Everything You Need to Know against UCF. He nailed this game in his predictions. It was awesome. Again, I've already mentioned this. Wes won the EKU prediction the first week. He said 35-10. This week, me and Dalton were the closest. Dalton said 42-24 UCF. And I predicted 36-20. I predicted an 8-point victory. I was wrong about the winner. But honestly, though, if you read the predictions on the website, I first say UCF, but at the end I change it to Louisville. And said that I only said UCF as a jinx. So, what's up?
Louisville, second quarter, they're down 1-0 to Iowa.
Okay, second quarter, down 1-0. Y'all will already know how this turned out by the time you listen to this, probably. And before we get to the big event from last night, I want to mention Dalton had me on Locked On Louisville this last week. Highest listened to, I don't like to pat my own back. Highest listened to episode of Locked On Louisville. He wants me to come on weekly. I'm going to charge him a bunch of money to do that, but I may do that going forward. The cash giveaway is now up to $130, and I'm begging somebody out there to get this right because I don't want to be giving everybody – I don't want to be giving you $200 for winning the prediction. So it's up to $130. Predict the Florida State score exactly. You win $130. It's that easy. All right. Before we close the show out, let's talk about Louisville Live last night, Sam. And we'll go to you first. The event looked amazing. All the pictures that were put out, amazing. The videos, amazing. The court setup, that was elite. Sorry to steal your thing there, Joey. But it was the setup was just.
You do know that when I say somebody's all elite, that means they're Maryland, right?
Right, but I said elite. I didn't say all elite.
Okay, I'm just double checking.
They are the setup was elite. All the coverage, TJ, man, go look at the photo gallery now. The pictures. I'm gonna show. I'm stalling a little bit, but I'm gonna. I don't know if I showed everybody this picture that TJ sent me. Sean, I know you saw it, but where's it at? It's great.
I just know there are a lot of nice visitors there.
All right, now pass that around. Pass that to Wes.
We had the 86 National Championship
that
team.
Too.
Wes, check that picture out that TJ took.
Angel McCountry was there. Oh, some nice. Good pictures. And who was the Marias?
Maria Taylor.
Okay.
Joey, yeah. Did you see this picture?
No, I'm just helping stall.
I appreciate that.
That's dope.
Sam, you saw it, right? I put it in the contents.
Then we had
handed my freaking phone.
Then we also had many members of our national championship team from 2013 back in town.
Right, Luke Hancock,
Ryan McMahon.
Yeah. Come on, man, Montrez
O'Neal, David Johnson. Johnson,
that's my man, right there. He's back. He put out a video. Sound like he was really happy to be back in town. Russ, yeah, like Russ was back. It was good stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sam, out of all the stuff you saw, what was your favorite Louisville Live moment? I don't. None of us went to the event because, first off,
COVID.
We're just being safe, and that's nothing against the people that went or who are not being safe. But we still, Sean was out of town. Wes is the father of the year. He was taking care of his chitrin. It just me and Sam and Joey were just like, nah, we're not going to go because me and Joey still have parents at home that if we took this to them, it would knock them out in about a quarter second. I don't know. Sam was probably sitting at home talking about how we should have beat UCF by 20. but what was your favorite moment of the Louisville Live, the whole Louisville Live thing, Sam?
I mean, I've been to a football game already, but my favorite part was the attendance.
20,000.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I didn't think – I knew the fan base would be excited to see the new team because A lot of people are saying great things about the videos and the newcomers and the returning players like that. But I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't expect 20,000
now,
plus.
We have to be fair because that 20,000 was the attendance for the event last night.
Some of them,
but the event included horse racing too. Okay, well, so we music. Don't know how many of the 20,000 were Louisville Live exclusive.
Every one of them.
Okay.
30,000 of them were Louisville Live exclusive. We just don't know about the rest.
Then let me change it to my other point was to see the excitement on the kids' faces, the players. I know I missed having Louisville Live last year. I'm pretty sure some of the returning players probably missed it as well. And for the newcomers, they probably enjoyed it too. I know I remember Alexia Mobley tweeting out that her first, she was there in attendance at the very, very first Louisville Live.
Yeah.
And here it is now, 2 years later, she's a part of it. So, I mean, I'm really excited for the players.
Now, how many does this make this? This was the third?
This was the third one, yes.
Okay. So I went to the last one they had, man. I was so sick. I almost passed out because everything was enclosed so much and there were so many people.
Yeah.
It was so humid.
I'm just glad that they took our suggestion from last year.
Absolutely. We said have it outside somewhere.
Have it at Churchill Downs or Cardinal Stadium, something like that.
They probably took that straight from us.
Honestly. Yeah, I'm sure they did. You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome.
Oh, an update real quick to the saga, the kid that got in trouble because he was a Kentucky fan and he was working up there at UofL. I do expect some actions to be announced sometime this week, penalties, if you will, consequences, whatever. Before I forgot, Joey, what was your favorite part of the Louisville Live event?
All right, so two things. L. Ellis went in the dunk contest with a 360 between the legs.
That was nice.
Dude, the kid's a dunker. Like, we're in for a treat with him. And Coach Mack coming out to "We Ain't Going Nowhere." I think that, I mean, to a point, I kind of feel like that was almost like a little bit of a statement.
Yeah.
It was kind of like this to the NCAA.
Oh, yeah. And I loved every second of it.
That was also to Dino.
That was Coach Mack's eat of this.
It absolutely was. What about you? Other than TJ's photo gallery, what was your favorite part of the weekend?
The fact that that old players came back and Angel McCautry came back. It was.
I want to say this real quick. And again, you know, I'm going to start writing everything down. I write most of the stuff down. How come Montrezl Harrell had on a jersey for the football game that said Harrell on the back, but Angel said A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Like, they gave her a template. Create a player jersey.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe that's what she asked for.
Maybe she did. I mean, maybe reading's fundamental to her. But the first thing I noticed was, why does Harrell say Harrell, but Angel says create a player on the back?
Well, and the second thing is Montrez won a national championship.
Okay.
And Angel's
the GOAT.
Banned.
Angel's the GOAT. 3 years. And she's got her own ice cream shop, that makes her better.
She's had the ability to come back and forth. To the school for the last several years. Montrez has not.
Fair enough. But, I mean, do you get a creative player jersey? Because you ain't – I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
We
back to U.S., though.
One of the most
the camaraderie and everything you were saying.
History is Montrez.
I'm sorry. She deserved more respect than that. But that's just me.
Let go.
I feel like she was the one that started that whole movement for the women's basketball. But I'm sorry. Their uniforms were dope.
Fire.
Oh, my God. The yellow with the I loved it. I loved those pictures.
You know, some people hated that.
You know what those people? You know what I call those people?
Said it made us look like
miserable. Miserable. I call them miserable because they're never going to be happy about. There is a 20%. It's not like a 2%. 20% of social media are going to be miserable no matter what. There were people after the game that were like, "Well, we shouldn't have been in a position to lose the game." And then there were other people. What a great pass by Teddy. There were people that were like, well, if Gus Mack. Now, I said this too, but at the end of the day, we won the game, and I was happy about it. But they're like, well, we didn't win that game. They lost it. Y'all eat a diss too, by the way.
How does that work? Make that make sense.
Wait, hold on. To that point, when we lost to Florida State, when Puma threw the pass.
Stupid play.
Did we lose that game or did we win?
No, we lost.
We lost.
We lost.
They
no,
hit
no, no,
a,
no, no, no. The question is, the question I'm asking is, did
yeah, yes, we lost. No, that's what I'm saying. Did, we lost that. Bobby lost that game. That was
okay.
A,
so why isn't it the same way this way around then? That's what
is.
The fans are saying.
It is.
They're saying that Gus Malzahn lost the game.
No, they're saying they're not happy because we didn't win the game. We did win the game, regardless whether it was a mistake that Gus Malzahn made or not. We took just like for Florida State that game. They didn't win that game. We lost it. But at the end of the day, it shows up in the record book as 1-0 versus Louisville.
You're playing
that
both sides of the fence.
No,
though,
I'm
John.
Not.
Yes,
I'm
are.
Not playing both sides of the fence.
If you listen
make
to
that
it,
make
you,
sense.
You're playing both sides.
No, absolutely not.
So
why
I see what Sam's saying, but I disagree with you because I think you can separate those two because it depends on how you got to take the entirety of the game as well. You know, like how teams are playing. So, and I'm just speaking from this game that just happened because, quite honestly, again, I don't remember stuff that happened last week sometimes,
right.
Let alone, you know, how many ever years ago. But
touchdown, Teddy.
The way Louisville played Friday night, that one mistake by so Malik, really the only – dumb decision he makes
was,
all game.
Was the interception.
Least interception
right.
That gifts them, right?
Right.
So they were kind of gifted that opportunity anyway.
Absolutely.
So that's why I would say it's not playing both sides of the fence on this game versus – and again, I don't remember the Florida State game that you're talking about. I don't remember the entirety of that game or anything like that.
It was
to speak
a horrible
on that
game.
One. But on this game, like – they only had that opportunity because
we messed
Malik
up.
Yeah. made a mistake. You see what I'm saying?
I understand that, but at
that's
what
I'm saying.
Day,
I don't think
they still had that
the
opportunity, and they made a call. Brian Brown made a great, great play call that gifted us with a pick six.
I'm not so sure that people that have a diss in their mouth should be able to talk as long as Sam's been talking.
No,
but.
Because if we lost the game to Florida State back in Tallahassee, then I understand.
That was here.
I was here. I watched.
I was
okay.
At the game.
So if
there.
if we lost that game to Florida State, then I could understand why people are saying Gus Malzahn and Florida and
we did
UCF
lose the game to Florida
lost,
State.
Lost that game.
And
that's not my point
that
at all,
game, man. That the defense didn't gave up.
You're saying Bobby
Mary
lost
pass.
The game for us
for touchdown.
Is that what you're saying?
But
yes,
saying
I'm saying that Bobby lost the game.
Right,
for
but,
us.
But so they're saying that
we
Gus
lost the game.
Lost the game as well. That's what
yes,
you're saying. That's
no.
What
they're saying that we should have lost that game. Gus lost the game. We had no merit in winning that game.
They played great the whole game.
And that's not true. We cashed in on their mistakes, just like they cashed in on our mistakes. But you don't hear me saying, we would have won if it wasn't for Bobby. Because we may there was still so much time left in that game. We may or may not have won or lost that game. But anyway, stupid decision. But they didn't focus on the victory. They were like, it's still an L to me, and you know what? As our theme song says, "We'll you get the L's and take them with you or something." How does that go, Sean?
I don't know.
We get the L's, you're taking them home.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Simi, by the way. But yeah, that's so all y'all negative Nancy. I don't remember even what we were talking about before we went on this long tangent, but.
I don't know. But he was mentioning.
Yeah, Wes
was alive.
Wes was. Sean, you cashed in for once. Your favorite part, but you were done with your part. Favorite part about Louisville Live. And
oh yeah, because Sam made a talking about how some of the people didn't like it because it made us look
like
Maryland.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. And I was like, so there's a portion of the fan base that's going to be miserable no matter what.
And we do not look like Maryland, so stop playing.
Yeah, we could win by 20, and they'd be like, we didn't win by 21. Screw y'all.
They could be like our dad. If they don't score
every
play,
single time, then we're just horrible. So everybody gave them. No, Sean, your favorite Louisville Live moment, other than TJ's photos that you can find exclusively at CardinalSportsZone.com.
My favorite moment is that the three-point shooting contest came down to Matt Cross and Noah Locke. Two guys are expected to be the three-point knockdown shooters on
who
his team.
Who else would it? Like, I didn't, to be fair.
I think Malik was in it, wasn't he?
I had no idea who won that one. I knew who won the dunk one. I didn't see a bunch about the 3-point.
Ellis won the dunk contest. Yeah.
So if you would have told me before to predict, and maybe we should do that next year, predictions on who's going to win the competitions, I would have said either Matt Cross or Noah Locke because they're the guys that came in with the most hype.
And I'm just glad to see that it actually played out that way.
That's a great point because sometimes the hype doesn't cash in.
The 2 3-point shooters didn't win it?
Can you imagine? It's like Jalen Withers and you're like, well, either only Jalen if that Withers means is really that, like, good.
Jalen Withers and Mike Pegues
did better, right?
Right. Normally, you know, that's another thing as a Louisville fan. Sometimes the hype does not match what we get on the court or the field.
Mike Mara.
That made me think. Sometimes the don't match the greats.
Jesus, Joey.
Unbelievable.
What was the kid? I'm blanking on the name, but he was the kid. He transferred from Auburn, Mike something, and he had biceps like bowling balls. And he was
Michael Dyer.
Michael Dyer. That's a kid that he had all world expectations, and he got here, and he was just okay. He wasn't like
he put on too much muscle.
Almost
slowed him down.
So, and I'm sorry to call you out specifically, Mike. There's plenty of other. You're just the first guy that popped in my mind, so that should mean something to you. But my favorite part of Louisville Live to get to that was just seeing everybody out again and enjoying themselves, and for the most part, being safe. The players getting to do basketball stuff in the public. Mm. Oh, fumble. The Bears recover the fumble. Sean, you may score.
He's not going to score.
Just like always.
It's the Bears. They'll mess it up.
Shut down.
I've never seen Sean this hyped.
They don't score touchdowns.
You've not had the pleasure of watching the World Series with Sean
2016
either.
World Series. He probably thought I was possessed by a demon.
I thought you were a moron, actually. That's closer, but... Again, that was my favorite part of Louisville Live, just seeing things start to go back to normal. Maybe it won't. Maybe we'll regress a little bit in the upcoming months, but I do feel like we are well on our way of maybe getting a handle on this. And who knows, I could be singing a different song here in a month. But we appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys listening to us and supporting us. Shout out to our guy, Lance Pierce. Everybody that tunes in, Trevor, Ryan, all you guys. I don't want to start saying some people and then forget some people and then be butthurt like John Lindemann normally is. So I'll just stop there. We appreciate all the support. Shout out again to all of our fine sponsors, Fitness Market, Shack in the Back Barbecue, Four Pegs, Derby City Lawn and Landscaping, and All American Pool and Supply Company. If you would like to support the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, I don't know why I went country for a second there. Reset. If you'd like to support the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast and be our sponsor, give us a call at 502-694-0375. That's 502-694-0375. Or hit us up on social media individually. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jeremy_CSZ.
At BaseBoy124.
At JoeWoman526.
WesB_42.
He got it right.
At Elville Sean.
And then you can find the website at Card Sport Zone. It's Card Sport Zone on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. We are Cardinal Sports Zone, three different words. And on YouTube, we are at Cardinal Sports Zone. As far as the podcast, you can find us on all the podcast avenues, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Amazon, iHeart. Just wherever you can find podcasts, you will find the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. Hit that subscribe button now. If you haven't listened to all the episodes of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, go back to the website, cardinalsportszone.com. Check them all out. There's a drop-down menu. Hit podcast. Then you hit CSC podcast, and then you'll be able to start with us from the very beginning and listen to them all the way through if you choose. Lots of great guests in the past. Deion Branch, Ivan Green, Greg Fitzpatrick. Alvin Sims was a fun one. Gosh, who am I missing? Come on, Sean. This is where you're supposed to help out a little bit.
Sam Madison.
We had DeJuan Weed. We've had Samaki Walker. Just a bunch of people. Go back and check them all out. We would appreciate it. And if I forgot you there, that's why I don't mention people's names. Because then I forget people and then they call me and they're mad and stuff. So, sorry. Check out all of our exclusives at CardinalSportsZone.com, the place that I'll begin. Shout out to everyone who's out there sharing the podcast. We really do appreciate you. And if you have any ideas or suggestions for guests, shoot me a DM at Jeremy_CSZ. Do we have any last words, Sam?
Nope.
Un-effing believable.
Joey?
Get your pet spayed or neutered. Also, again, all the females out there, make sure you you get in the DMs. We get Sean a date in 2021 or early 2022 so we can break this streak. We don't want him being the 40-year-old virgin. Thank you.
And we do not want any suggestions like John Lindeman where he was going to start a PayPal for Sean to get some romance. We're not doing anything illegal here. So shout out to John negatively for trying to get Sean.
If we have to do something illegal, we will not be talking about it on the podcast.
Fair enough. Sean, last words?
Go Cards. Beat Florida State by like a billion T.
A billion T?
A billion T?
I like it. I like it.
A billion T.
Wes, what about you? A billion T.
A billion T.
If anybody knows any good body shops, let Wes know.
I got to go through my insurance, though. But
Hey, by law, you get to choose who fixes your car.
I know. But I just want everybody to stay safe. Today hasn't been the best day for me, but I'm here with my family doing this podcast. So just be careful. Please watch out for other people on the road because I'm sorry, Kentucky people can't drive. But and tell somebody you love them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I really wish I had that clip ready from last week. I would love to play it right now. I have not laughed so hard since.
I would just hand it in Penitent Shittica's hand and hand it to him.
I swear.
Did you just say Shittica's?
I'm going to have that on here next week. I promise you all. Don't forget. I'll give my last words here in a second. Don't forget our guys Steve Rummage and Justin Rink will be here. In a couple of months, they'll be back to celebrate birthday number 10 of Cardinal Sports Zone in December. Pretty excited about that. My last words are simply this. We want to thank y'all again for all y'all support. We love y'all. Be patient with the team. Be patient with the coaches. We've all been through a lot the last 2 years. Let's try to be a little bit more understanding and stuff of how things are going. Just because they're going okay for us don't mean that they're going okay for everybody else. So, if you got a friend that needs to talk, listen to them because you never know what people may be going through. Love your friends. Love your family. Go Cards. Go Krogering. Sorry, Justin. I know that's your thing. But until next time, Court Dennison is the man. Recruit C'est La Brown. And this has been the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. Jalen White, I forgot to say. Crystal balled to Mississippi.
What?
Out of the blue. They must have good bagmen over there. Shout out to us for not using bagmen.
Penny Hardaway.
The long balls keep coming, according to Sean. I had no idea that we had like a scrimmage baseball game yesterday.
I thought it was...
That's up to JK.
Oh, yeah. It was
That's on JK. He's the baseball guy. F that guy. I don't like him. That's a lie. I love that kid. We're supposed to be doing like the after show talk like you see on SportsCenter and stuff. I'm the only one talking.
Pizza ball. There's a pizza ball. Yes. Winter squads.
Okay. No, we played Xavier yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to do better. Later.